Hi, this is a dictation for Seema J. Palmer, S-E-M-A-J, P-A-L-M-E-R. Date of birth is 4-10-1990. Date of accident is 8-2-2023. Date of service 9-25-2023. Miss Seema J. Palmer is allegedly a victim of an automobile accident. She was hit on a T-bone driver's side by another car, resulting in headaches with a history of TBI symptoms like dizziness, vertigo, ringing in the ear, loss of balance, loss of memory, forgetfulness, disorientation, confusion, lack of focus, lack of concentration, blurred vision, spots in the vision, along with pain symptoms of pain in the lower back and mid back with radiation to the left buttock, and some chest pain was reported. Currently, the patient reports that the headaches are still present, but they have got 30% better, and they are like 8 on a scale of 1 to 10. Pain in the lower back and around 9 with radiation to the left buttock and left leg and thigh, more like a lateral fashion. Some chest pain is still present, dull chest pain. All of these pains are between 8 and 9, with ADLs being affected 9, up to 9. The patient reports 40% improvement in the pains overall since the time of accident. Our accident occurred on 8-2-2023. Please review the chart for the rest of the ADLs, system review, substance abuse, compliance history. In the physical examination, the blood pressure is 96/71, pulse 82, pulse ox is 100. The rest of the exam will be the same from previous visit of 9-8-2023, dictation number 0908-041. The plan is as follows. If patient has reported that she does have a pain in the left shoulder, the left side of the lower back, and left side of the chest, and moderate headaches, and we are continuing with the physical therapy for the patient at 3 times per week, including the left sacroiliac joint, lower back, and the left shoulder, to bring some relief with traction massage, aquatherapy, gait training. Patient has been advised about McKenzie program, home exercises, yoga, and heat at home, massage at home. She is off work, housework replacement, and transportation has been checked out. She is currently on naproxen 500 twice a day for anti-inflammatory, L-level 50 mg at night for sleep, Flexeril 10 mg 3 times a day for muscle relaxation, lidocaine gel 5% is for topical pain relief. Patient is also provided with Furoscid 1 or 2 every 6 hour PRN for headaches, and Neurontin 600 mg 3 times a day for nerve pain relief. For pain relief, she is also provided Norco 7.5 mg 325 with 12 hours for 15 days. She reports that she had an injection in her left shoulder for trigger point that helped her 50% on the last time. Currently, the patient is using quad cane, which has been ordered, a litter walker, back brace, and cold compresses. She's also ordered a X-ray of the chest and the left hip to rule out fracture, and X-ray of the left hip to rule out a fracture. The MRIs have been done, and they are as follows. The MRI of the lumbar spine shows a disc bulge with a herniated disc indenting the spinal canal and encroaching on the bilateral neural foramina at L4, L5. And a diffuse disc bulge at L5, S1 with herniated disc is present with bilateral neural foramina stenosis, compressing on L5 nerve root. The patient had an MRI of the brain with neuroquants, which shows that the parietal lobes on the right side, and occipital lobe bilaterally, and bilateral temporal lobe has a lower volume, leading to evidence of TBI. And for this, our patient will be sent to a neuropsych evaluation. And patient has been advised the role of lumbar epidural steroid injections under fluoroscopy, time 6, to bring further relief. The patient will make a decision and let us know. And if she approves and consents to the injection, we'll schedule her for that. And a neuropsych evaluation will be done to help her with the headaches and TBI symptoms. And a counseling will be ordered also. Thank you.